Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markrabe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hello, hello. How is everyone doing? This is Prem, and I have Rogue on the other side, and together we are LSD.
Okay, yes. Hi, we are LSD. That just sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't. We are all about love, sex, and dating.
Okay, and we are your weekly fix for agony aunts, intimacy coaches. We're going to walk you through a question at a time that will apply to your life now or in the past or hopefully not in the future. But if it does, then you'll know how to deal with it because we are cool like that.
Yeah. So I think every question that we talk about is pertaining to someone who has obviously asked us and to our listeners, to their friends. And like Rogue said, it could be applied to you, if not now, sometime down the line. But our job is to prep you for anything in the future.
That's right. So do send us your questions. We love getting questions. And even if it's just a discuss sort of command, Prem and Rogue, tell us what you think about this. We're happy to. As you can see, we have plenty to say about
everything. That's right. So Rogue, how has your week been?
I was just going to ask you that.
I beat you to it.
My week's been interesting. I had 2 dates.
Oh my God. Wow. That's 2 more than I did. Look at you.
Really? But you were just telling me about somebody. When was that? Wasn't that last week?
That was last week. Not this week.
Okay then. Right. And I've got another one later this week.
Wow. Someone's on a roll.
And then you know how it is. Fasting or feasting. So I'm sure after that it'll be like nothing. Famine. Drought. Nothing for miles.
You know what? Just make hay while the sun shines.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. I will do. So anyway, we'll get into that. And coincidentally, ironically, but not surprisingly, the question we've picked this week to address is something that both of us, Prem and Rogue, are dealing with in our lives right now.
That is true. That is very, very true.
So it just makes it more interesting for us to talk about it and try to be objective.
Yes, it does. So I bet you all are sitting on the edge of your seats. So just have to wait a little longer because we're going to take a quick break, but we shall be back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we have returned after that chotu little break.
Yes, we don't take very long breaks.
So Rogue, the coincidental, ironic, yet not surprising question, what is it? Let's have it.
Love.
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 And.
Danger.
All right, so this one, we're going to call him Anirudh. Anirudh has sent a question asking how to tell someone he's met on a blind date once from a dating app that while the person he's gone out with is cool and is a nice person, and maybe there's potential to be friends, there's no relationship potential that he can see. So how do you do that when that other person clearly likes you more than you like them?
Ouch. Okay, so basically Anirudh has written in saying that what if you go out on a date with someone and that person likes you more, way more than you like the person, and that guy or girl can see you as someone they could date, but you do not and at all find that person attractive or see yourself dating that person. Is that right?
Amen. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, my. So those are the very, very tricky hurdles that one has to jump over. And well, there is, I think you should just say it. Say it like, hey, buddy, you just don't do it for me. I mean, I think I swipe left.
Ouch. Okay. So let's contextualize this for our personal lives, right? My last two dates, yeah, you know, I'm happy to see them again, but as friends. So Anirudh, you know, this is obviously why we picked your question for this week, because even I want like answers and I want to hear what Prem says. And Prem, don't you have a little something, something to share with us about your life?
No.
Liar.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I do. Okay. A little bit. I do. Okay. So Grog, tell me this. Now I know that you're going to agree with me. That's the funny part, for the first time. And I already know it. Now, that's okay. Because, so I go on a date, okay, the last date I go to, now it just so happens that the girl that I meet does not look like the pictures that I saw. So, I mean, the height, yes, the eyes, the hair, yes, check, 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 but definitely those pictures were at least, I would say, like 5-6 years before, because they were
no bad,
yeah, they were not updated. So I found myself you know, be pushing it and being nice and sweet, and you know, there were just it was just written on my face, there was nothing much happening. I just wanted to eat because I was hungry. And of course, you know, being a gentleman that I am, of course, I picked up the tab because that's just the person I am. But I realized that the date kind of went, you know, well for her, because she texted me soon after and the next day, to which I did not reply. So, I mean, I did, but it was 5 days later.
Oh, ow. Wait, so you just ghosted?
Yeah, I did.
That's not nice.
No, it's not nice. And so I, of course, like, said this some bullshit about, like, how's your week been? I was so busy. I was ill, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, like, cooking nonsense. And I didn't get a reply. So obviously she knew that I am not interested. And that is fine.
We've been doing this podcast for a while now. And haven't you come like further than just ghosting on somebody? I don't think that's really...
You know, I was thinking that Rogue might just, you know, ulte haath ka backhand thappad me. But what I have to say... I would say that I'm human, yaar.
Idiot. No, so what was the part that you thought I'd agree with you on? Like, just explain this.
The picture bit. Not being right, what they said they would be, yeah, or look like cool. They would be. So, yeah, come on, like, it weighs out, okay? It weighs
what?
Out. Come on. Like, someone is being dishonest. Right. I was being partially... Like, I don't wanna, yeah, so I want to address it right away, but she didn't reply, so okay, so I didn't feel bad about it. I mean, look at me, I'm so big about it, I didn't feel bad, wow.
So you ignored her first, and when she ignored you, you were okay with it. That's really big of you. Idiot.
That's just all the right. Kind of person I am. I'm just joking, guys. I'm just joking.
You should listen to this podcast, Prem. It's called LSD Cast.
Yeah, I should. Where can I find this podcast, Ro? Can you please tell me?
Online, on your phone, anywhere. And I think you could really use some tips.
And who is this? Who is this Prem guy? Like, he's amazing. Can you let him know that?
All right, really, let's get back to the business at hand. So in my case, the person I met is really nice, sweet guy. But again, like I said, no relationship potential for many, many reasons. You know, value systems are different, outlooks in life.
Isn't it funny? The minute the words nice and sweet come as a description, it's like, it's finished. It's like game over.
It's true. It's true.
She's so sweet. She's so sweet. We could be pen pals.
Which is really where we're at. Like, I'm getting WhatsApp messages in the mornings, in the afternoons, in the evenings, at night. And
Are they, hi dear, morning dear?
Oh God, no. There are no hi dears. You know, that I would have blocked immediately. So I have a total allergic reaction to being called dear by anybody who's not the age of our parents. If they are under the age of our parents, it's just psychotic. Anyhow, so... I wanted to get your opinion on... So what did you text this girl? Did you text her like a goodbye note or what when you texted her 6 days later?
No, I didn't need to because her silence was goodbye enough. So I would say the date ended perfectly. Eventually.
She messaged you. You replied to that message 6 days later and didn't say thanks, but no thanks.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh my God, what have you learned? This is not the sort of message I want to give. No, so, you know, anybody who's listened to the podcast before knows that I'm all about taking ownership of what you say, do, and karma and all of that. So I wouldn't ghost. That's not my style.
So I have my own two cents about that, which is that sometimes a lot is said when it's unsaid. Now, what is the point? Now, you got to gauge the situation. Like, your case is different than mine. See, this guy is persistent. So you have to do something about it. In my case, it was just silence. And it was very amicable because she didn't ask for an explanation. And I didn't have to go into the explanation and hurt the other person by explaining to her. So sometimes you got to gauge the situation and silence, you know, says a lot.
Yeah. And she messaged you once and then just went quiet, right? It was clearly not very invested, while the people I'm talking to are. So so what do you think? Should I, like, just taper off the messaging?
Taper off, but...
Because right now I'm replying to every message. Not every message, every fourth message.
So, okay, so there's another thing. Some people would carry on. I know you're not like that, but some people would carry on because they like the attention they get. And that is the bullshit that you want to avoid because then you are messed up, that you enjoy the attention and you just want to keep someone hanging.
Right, right. Actually, I have to confess, this is part of it for me too. It's nice. But at the same time, I feel like I am...
What?
I'm only human. So I feel like I have to... Yar. I'm only human, yar. But I'm not built that way, right? I can't do this for too long. So my inner conscience and value system makes me want to then say something. So what if, I guess maybe I could just say, like, you know, and do what you said, which is just spit it out and say, look, I just wanted you to know that I don't think there's potential for a relationship. And, you know, if you want to continue talking, that's great as friends. And if you don't, I totally respect that. And I guess that's cool, right? Because then if he persists, then we are friends and I'll be friends with him and we'll just be friends. And that's great. I've made a new friend. Right?
Rogi, honey. that might not actually work out well because what if he is the type who will just be okay for now saying that he'll be your friend, but thinking ki acha chalo main aise dosti kar lunga par baad mein ye ladki pad jayegi mujhse.
ऐसा भी होता है
हाँ जी बिल्कुल क्योंकि बोलते हैं ना कि दुनिया जो है वो गोल है
okay so then what are you saying what should I do in this goal dunya and Anirudh let's not forget Anirudh whose original question started this what should Anirudh and Rogue do
sorry Anirudh as you know we get so into our questions that we forget about you So basically, Rogue and Anirudh should say the same thing, which is be a little more upfront and just call it and be very decent about it. And just say that, you know, we have a lot in common and I really see ourselves as being just friends. And if you're not okay with it, I understand.
Right. And I want to also address what you'd said, which is that ultimately you can't take responsibility for somebody else, right? You can only put yourself out there.
Absolutely
and
not.
Say, this is how I feel. Choice is up to you. And just stay clear, right? And then really make an effort not to lead somebody on, I would say. That's what I would do and will do, actually. So do you think we've answered Anirudh's question and yours and mine?
I believe we have.
All right, let's take a quick break and then we've got some bonus stuff for you guys as always. Catch you on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
We are back. We're back. Yay.
We are. So, Rogue, I had a question for you. Has this ever happened to you, like the reverse?
Oh, where somebody's asked me or told me that there's nothing and that we should just be friends?
Yeah,
it has. So I remember some years ago when I tried online dating, there was one guy that I'd really liked who wrote me and said, I just don't feel anything. It was great to have met you. I wish you luck. and, you know, I'm out of here. So obviously I didn't say anything to that. Like, he was done. There was no option of being friends. And I respected that. I was a little hurt. And then I was like, why am I being hurt? He's being honest. It's great. And I'm not wasting any more energy on this minute.
I see. So, well, I think something like that must have has happened with me. I've been straight up been blown off, which is, I mean, it's fine. But, well, if a girl told me that, oh my God, you're an amazing guy, blah, 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 but we should just be friends, I think I would choose to disassociate myself with the other person.
Even if there was like, you were actually getting along really well, but there's no potential.
But if I was like super attracted to her and she just wanted to be friends with me, then absolutely not. I'm not going to torture myself.
See, this is the wisdom of age, because in my early 20s, which was, you know, yesterday, this did happen to me. And I totally had the hearts for this guy who said, I like you, you're aces. That was his exact phrase.
Ooh.
He even introduced me to his mother, hello. And then said,
we
should just be friends. And I did not disassociate myself, which was really stupid, because at that time I thought, pat jayega. Actually, I was in that place. And nahi pata, he started to date other people. So, of course, at that point...
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah, having been super hurt. So at that point, I finally did have to disassociate myself, and I should have done it ages ago and had the sense. But, you know, when you're that stupid and young and slightly in lust and love, you don't know these things. So if you're listening, you're in that position, take it from Prem and Rogue. It's just not worth it. Run away. Run for the hills.
Run for the hills. The Rogue has spoken.
The Rogue is always speaking, it seems like.
So, yeah, there you have it. And you heard it on LSD.
Yeah.
How exciting.
So send us your questions. In the next episode, we're going to talk about somebody who did reject someone and then let them know that they were moving on. And it backfired in this really spectacular way. So they've asked us to analyze the situation. We love analyzing situations.
We love doing that. It is true.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want us to weigh in on what's happening in your life, the email is lsdcast@sonolog.com.
And you can find us on Twitter and Facebook on lsdcast.
That's right.
Sorry, cast. I mean cast. My Rogue keeps confusing me.
I keep confusing you. America jaake accent and all is all you. Okay, we're done.
Kya baat kar rahe tum yaar? Please.
Wait. Oh, really? Thoda khao, thoda phenko.
All right, guys. We will see you soon.
All right, guys, catch you next time. Until then, be bad.
Adios.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonolog production.